All right. Jubilee. As Juan said, the word jubilee means, it comes from a Hebrew word which means ram's horn. It can mean trumpet or coronet. And when someone announced the jubilee, they'd actually be blowing that horn, kind of like what I have here. This is a little micro ram's horn. They actually got them like, really long. But, this guy here is a little one. I don't even know how I got this thing, but anyway. They would blow the trumpet, and that would start it. And I'm just going to read a passage of Scripture here and then explain a few things about this, because it's really a serious thing. It's really a good news thing. And so it's just helpful to know. We don't just celebrate Jubilee just because. Okay? There's a lot of meaning behind it. In Leviticus 28, verses 8 through 12, the Lord said this: "You shall count 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of the 7 weeks of years shall give you 49 years. And then you shall sound the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, and you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year." So this happened every 50 years. Okay? And proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, when each of you shall return to his property, and each of you shall return to his family. Because you see, a lot of people during their life, they would sell off their property. They would have to get by somehow, and they would sell off some of their land. Or they would sell themselves, and they would become slaves. Well, on that 50th year, it was all forgiven. They'd get their land back, and they get to go back to their families. They were no longer slaves. And it says that 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you, and you may eat the produce of the field. And so after we're done with this, we do have a barbecue, and we will eat. Okay? And so we got a lot of, so this is scriptural. What we're doing here is totally scriptural, folks. So just understand that. But we need, let's do it again. Every 50 years, man. Every 50, no, we celebrate it every year. But, it's a good reminder once a year. It's a good reminder. When the trumpet sounded on the 50th year, specifically on the Day of Atonement, that was when they did it. It was on the Day of Atonement. And liberty would be proclaimed throughout the land to all the inhabitants, and then all the property that had been taken by others for unpaid debts would be returned to the original families. And there would be no reaping or planting or gathering of crops. It was a holy time to the nation. But you could just go out there and pick whatever grew naturally to eat. And it was a celebration year. And everyone that had been indebted was released from the debt and able to start over again. Wouldn't that be great? Somebody was saying today, we were talking before, they were saying, man, wouldn't it be great if the world recognized that? Like your mortgage was, forgiven. Your credit card debt, all gone, right? Your Porsche? You got a Porsche one? Oh, it's a toy. But wouldn't that be great? But that's what really happened there. And it started with the Day of Atonement. And the slaves were freed, and they were free to go back to their families. Families are once again together. And you need to understand this Day of Atonement. It's very important. Aaron, the first high priest, and then all the ones after that, on the Day of Atonement, he would have a bull, and then a ram, and then two goats. And the bull was for Aaron's sin and offering. The ram was for the offering for his sin and the sin of his family, because he was going to go make... he was going to go before the Lord on behalf of Israel, and he couldn't do so unless he was clean. Because what we fail to understand these days is how holy God is. You cannot approach God unclean. And so God put this in his law for them to do. You know, and Aaron would go every year. It was a once a year thing, the Day of Atonement. Every year he had to go before God, and he had to wash his whole body off, and put clean clothes on, and then kill this bull and kill this goat and sacrifice the animal and burn one of them and take the blood of the other and go into the Holy of Holies where God himself was. And he would sprinkle the blood on there, and that would appease the Lord. The sacrifice, the blood sacrifice, would appease God's wrath against the sin of Aaron. And then he would come back out, and there would be these two goats, and they would draw kind of lots. You know, they'd draw straws. Okay, you're the goat that gets to be killed for the sins of the people of Israel. And they'd shed that blood and sprinkle that blood. And then there was this other goat, and it's where we get this term scapegoat. What's a scapegoat? It's somebody that takes the blame for someone else, right? That's the scapegoat. Hey, I did something wrong and I find someone and I set him up and he takes the rap for me. He's a scapegoat. You know, you understand that Jesus took the rap for you? Took the rap for you, took the rap for me, took the rap for the sin of the world. And that's what this was a picture of. And they would take this second goat and Aaron would lay his hands on the head of this goat. And he would confess the sins of the nation of Israel on this goat. And then they had this guy that was chosen. I don't know how they chose him, but it was just some guy. And this guy would take the goat outside of the camp and take the goat way out to a desolate area and turn it loose. And that was the picture of the sin of Israel being taken away out to where it was no longer accountable for. And you know what? It's a picture for us of our sin, that when you place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, your sin is taken away and God sees it no more. That's good news, folks. That's reason to celebrate. And you know, that, those of us, we were slaves to sin. Slaves to sin. And we were set free. We were set free. And that's what this is a picture of. It was symbolic of the atoning sin for the nation of Israel, fulfilled in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in Calvary, at Calvary. That was what the meaning. You know, the Jews should have seen this. It is as plain as it could be what Jesus was doing. And yet they wanted to hang on to that old way. They wanted to hang on to that sacrificial system that they had to go every year and slaughter these bulls and goats and sheep and all the things that they did all year. And they had to do that every year. And then Jubilee was every 50 years. And they'd set everything free. But you know what? We don't have to do that anymore. Isn't that good? When Jesus came and died on the cross, he was the final sacrifice, and we don't make any more sacrifices because Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. He took our sin. He set us free. And like the Bible says, our sin is like the east from the west. It never meets. God, he's forgiven us, and he doesn't look at us as sinners. He looks at us as saints, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's reason to celebrate, folks. That is reason to celebrate. The prisoners and the slaves, that's you and me, could be set free and returned to our families. And when someone accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you are adopted into the family of God and you're never separated again. You become a son or a daughter of God. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Man, that's good news. That is such good news. And so it is good that once a year we celebrate Jubilee. We've done this at this church. It began as a tribute, really, to a man named Cliff Morgan. And he was a man that was known for just helping all kinds of people. And it started off as that. And so this, you know, when I came here, it was already something the church did. And so we just keep doing it because it's a good thing. But it's really a tribute to what Jesus did in the heart of Cliff Morgan that caused him to be the kind of man he was. And so let's just focus for a moment on what Jesus did. He died to set us free from captivity. Because the Bible says we're all slaves to sin. But when you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you're free. What a marvelous thing. Don't take your freedom for granted, folks. It was paid for with a great price, the Son of God. And so it is good to celebrate Jubilee. It is good to rejoice in the name of the Lord. It is good to sing praises to His name. It is good because He is good all the time, isn't He? And all the time He is good. Amen. And so let's continue the celebration. Told you I was going to be short. Let's continue the celebration. So the praise team's going to come up. We got a congregational, which means you're helping on this one. And then some more songs. And we'll go from there.
Blow the horn again?
Blow the horn again? I'll try and do better.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, he got some better. It's a little better. I guess I should have practiced that. I don't know. Have a seat. You know, always have an invitation, no matter what we do, because connection with God is the most important thing. Having a relationship. And you never know who's sitting in the audience. You never know who needs to make a decision. The Jubilee year contains many pictures of our salvation. Just as the land, the people, and the property were released, so we too have been released from a debt that we could not pay. And that's our sin. We were once slave to sin. But now we've been released. And once captive, we are now set free. That's why I wanted that song right before I gave the invitation. Because you can be set free if you haven't been. Christ's blood has atoned for our sins. Christ's blood satisfies the wrath of God. We were supposed to bear that wrath. We were going to pay for our sins until Jesus stepped in. And then we had the opportunity for forgiveness, restoration, and reconciliation. Because we could not save ourselves by our own works. Salvation is a work of God. It's a work of God. If you're not saved, then maybe you may have been some like some that have said, what must we do to be doing the works of God? There were people that asked Jesus that. What must we do to be doing the works of God? And Jesus answered them and said, this is the work of God. I mean, you want to know what the work of God is? Jesus answers that. And this is John 6:28 and 29. Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him who He has sent. And He sent Jesus. Romans says, if you believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. And there may be some here, you know, you may have asked Jesus to save you. You may have confessed your sin, and yet you may have some sin in your life that Satan has just got a grip on. Do you understand that you are free from that sin? You may be in that prison cell. But I want you to know that the door is wide open and you can walk out in freedom. Go to Him and ask Him to free you. Don't settle for what the lies the enemy gives you, that you can never be free. You can be. Don't believe the lie. Satan's a liar. He's the father of lies. And you may be sitting here today. There may be someone sitting here today that you've fallen for the lie. Listen, Jesus is enough. He paid the price. You place your faith and trust in Him, He'll set you free. It's just that simple, folks. It is just that simple. And it, the rest of us that, yes, we've accepted the Lord, we have found that grace, but we still battle some stuff, don't we? Battle some things in our lives. Listen, He came to set you free from that too. And you do not have to bow down to that anymore. And so you claim it today, whichever it may be. I want to have every head bowed, every eye closed. I just want to ask a simple question. Simple question. Is there anyone here today that you've never placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Is there anybody like that? You slip your hand up. God bless you. Is there anybody here today would say, you know what, Brother Mike, I have accepted Jesus, my Lord and Savior, but I got some things in my life I've been finding, it's kind of hard to get past. Anybody like that? God bless you. A lot of hands. There's a lot of people. Listen, we are struggling with stuff. It's just that simple. But I want you to know there's victory. You have the victory. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. For there is victory in Jesus. And I ask right now, Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray right now. I pray that You bless these people, Lord. Lord God, there's people here with struggles. There's people here that they're battling some things. Satan's putting some lies in their head. And sometimes we fall for it, Lord, and forgive us for that. But Lord God, we know the truth. And so, Lord, help us to place our faith in the truth and the truth alone, which is Jesus Christ. And Lord God, give us courage, give us strength as we go forward for You. Lord God, may we have that victory that You won for us, Lord. Help us to grab a hold of it and hang on to it, Lord God, because You already won it. Don't let us be deceived any longer, Lord. We have the victory. It's in Jesus. And Lord, let us live like that from now on. Father God, I ask You, Lord, on behalf of these that raise their hand, Lord, I pray You'd show them what it is You'd have them do about whatever it is that's going on in their life. Give them truth, Lord. Give them love. Give them grace and mercy and strength and faith that they could be making decisions, Lord, that would please You. Let all that is decided here today, Lord, be such that it pleases You. And we will give You the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is Your time. As Kathy plays just a few more bars, Lord. If you have a need, if you need prayer, you come forward. If you want to confess something to God, you can come forward and pray. I'll pray with you. If you have a need, now's the time to take care of it. This is your opportunity. Take advantage of it. Atonement, for Jubilee, for all the things that it means to us, Lord. Thank You for being the one that took the initiative on our behalf, for without You, we were lost. Thank You, Lord, for Jesus Christ, His sacrifice, and most of all for His resurrection, Lord, and victory that You raised Him from the dead, that we could have victory, that we could have eternal life, Lord, with You forever in heaven. Thank You, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And because of that promise, one day we will fly away. And that's what we're going to end this amen. With. Stand. We're going to fly away and be with the Lord forever. Sing, sing, sing.
Well, before we do that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's bless the food.
Let's bless the food.
All right.
You want to?
Go ahead.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for the food we're about to receive. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time of worship. Thank you for the hands that prepared the food. Many people prepared things for us to enjoy today, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for them. Lord, all these things we do because we love you and we love one another. And we thank you for the fellowship we have here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.